You are listening to the one and only Lady Blue.
Tell him again. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou, and this is your host to Music Over Poverty podcast. This is my official first YouTube video that I am making. I've been doing my podcast for about a few months now. I'm at like 13 point something listeners. So I just wanted to create a YouTube page, you know, so I can go live on YouTube because I am a real big YouTube fan. I watch YouTube all the time. So I just decided that I wanted to bring the podcast to YouTube. So you guys can chime in, so you guys can follow me on Instagram, so you guys can get in tune with the conversation. So for my listeners that's on the podcast live right now, I am going live on YouTube if you haven't heard it, which I know you guys did, but you can actually go follow me on YouTube as well under Music Over Poverty. And if you're not following me, you can follow me on Instagram under Lady _ Lou. And like I said, I am the founder and the creator of Music Over Poverty. And the mission is to, you know, to advocate, to bring awareness to the world, to bring awareness to the black communities, to the black families, resources, you know, just to talk about, you know, things that a lot of us are scared to discuss, you know, just to create dialogue, to come up with healthy, you know, resources and healthy, you know, outcomes to a lot of things that we suffer from in the poverty-stricken neighborhoods. You know, I'm born and raised from Philadelphia. I still reside in Philadelphia, and I am standing, and I am a voice for Philadelphia, and that is in the most humble and unapologetic way. So, if you guys don't know, I usually get right into the topic because it's usually a lot of stuff that I have to talk about, and it's almost for sure topics that needs to be talked about. So tonight's topic for the podcast is, would you rather be a ride or die chick or a good woman to a man? And the reason that I made this the topic for tonight is just to basically really get some input on how women are feeling. Not even, you know, especially black women, because I know I can only speak for myself, my background and my sisters, you know, stories that I've heard, things that I've been around, things that I've seen. You know, it's been a lot of bad bitch mentality type of females, ride or die chick type of females. And we really got to get down to what makes a woman even want to be a ride or die female. And are you riding and dying? You know, are you riding and dying? You know, or, you know, like in a physical state, in a mental state, in a spiritual state, you know, emotionally. So when you say ride or die, you got to really ask yourself, will you willing to sacrifice? And the reason I say that is because I know some women, sorry if I'm talking too fast, you guys. I know some women that have stayed in relationships, including myself in the past, of course, stayed in relationships thinking that we can change a man, that we can, you know, we can definitely help a man grow, but it's a difference when you're trying to, you know, raise a grown man that's still in the boys stage. So I'm gonna say I stayed in a relationship longer than I should have, you know, and I was in love, deeply in love, and I stayed in that relationship thinking that I could fix his mommy issues, thinking I can fix his insecurity issues, you know, thinking that I can keep him out the streets and, you know, help him make better changes mentally, you know, just for himself, for him, for his children, and for us, for our family that we had ourselves. So, you know, I thought I had that mentality, like I was going to ride or die no matter what, and because I was not loving on myself enough, you know, I felt like I didn't want to let this go because I didn't want to be alone, and that was my number one, you know, mistake. And I think that's a lot of sisters' mistakes when they get into these relationships and these men are, you know, playing these mental games. Oh, you know, nobody else is there for me. I'm gonna kill myself, or I can't stop doing this because I came up this way. And I'm so far into growth excuses as far as not finding a job, not wanting employment, not getting out there creating your own jobs to make money for your family. Like, all these avenues that you guys have is really no reason to you know, have these barriers and blame other people for it anymore. You can kind of just ask questions and ask around, because it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's the world that we're living in today. You know, so those people that thought, oh, I couldn't get a job, or those men that think, oh, I can't get a job, they don't want jobs. You know, because they'll ride around all day and know Pookie and Ray Ray and Tata, but won't ask nobody about if a job is in, you know, hiring or any of those things. And the woman gets left being a mom, the wife, you know, the sister, the niece, that she gets left to being everything that he needs, you know, and it's not fair. So a lot of the sisters have to ask themselves, why are you in this situation? Is it because you have daddy issues? Is it because you have, you know, issues with being alone? Is it because you're suffering from a lack of self-love, a lack of self-awareness, you know? And a lot of times we do stay in these situations because of those reasons that I just named. Because if you had self-love, you would know that, you know, somebody's, you become a dependency on someone that could not help you move forward. You know, you trying to, what came to show, you can't raise a man type of situation. You know, I would rather be a good woman. I would rather be that woman that, you know, encourages him, motivates him, you know, help him fill out his applications, go with him on his interviews, type up his resume, redo his resume, make sure he's building a healthy relationship with his mother and his children. Make sure he's building a healthy relationship with his friends and his family. That's the type of woman that I want to be. I want to be that woman that he looks at, not for dependency, for financial, just for emotional and spiritual healing, emotional and spiritual support. You know, I want to be that woman. And I'm at that point now where I know if it's not that, I don't want it. Because I'm not a ride or die chick. No, I'm not holding your fucking guns, especially if they're not legal. No, I'm not dropping your work off. No, I'm not picking no work up and dropping it all. You know, I'm just not doing those things that I did back in the day, or that I watch others do, my friends. And, you know, I've known women that went to jail for men, you know, for love. For stupidity, for being a ride or die chick, you know? And then a man go to jail, and you wrote ride or die for his ass, and then he come home and act like he don't even fucking know you. Or he come home and he don't appreciate nothing that you did to keep him humbly, you know, mentally and behind bars. Like, what? Where's the borderline? Like, do you ever want to be, like, sisters, do you want to be a good woman? Or do you want to be a ride or die chick? Like, you really have to ask yourself that, and ask yourself where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, for you to even have that mentality to wanting to be a ride or die chick or a bad bitch for a nigga. I don't want to be his bad bitch. And if I am, it'll be in a bedroom. It won't be for him to phone it to the rest of the world, to brag about, to, you know, he's not going to be capturing me, my bad bitch, or this my bitch, or none of that. I'm his woman, I'm his queen, I'm his goddess, period. I don't want to be any of those things, bad bitch or my ride or die chick, you know. After a while, you got to stop being a stupid bitch and be a good woman. And I mean that in the most humblest way. Because when you think about it, you leaving your children, you sacrificing the things that you worked for, you sacrificing your freedom, all for what? For a nigga that's going to die the day of tomorrow, and I mean that in the most humblest way as well, because some of these brothers are out here getting themselves into this mess. Some of our brothers are losing their lives, and it's not their fault. But we cannot be oblivious to the fact that some of our men are out here just doing dumb shit, getting ourselves into dumb shit, and it's coming back on them. And you are your man's sin. And that's something that I learned, you know, growing up in religion and Islam, that you are your man's sin. And a lot of those morals and things like that you grow, some things stick to you. But how many times has this happened? How many times has a sister lost her life because she was rather dying for a brother? How many sisters in prison because she was riding and dying for a brother? How many sisters in prison left their kids because she was riding and dying for a brother? You was living to be a ride or die bitch, ride or die chick, instead of being a good woman to a man. But it's not all your fault, sisters, because a lot of the times you didn't even see a good man. You didn't even know what a good man was, so you made up a good man within yourself, because like myself, we are fatherless daughters. But at some point, you have to really listen to them good and bad people over you, which is not good and bad, baby. That's just your conscience talking to you. It's good and bad. That's what they tell the little people on your shoulder. There is no little people on my shoulder. It's called my soul. It's called my intuition. It's called my inner being that tells me this is not right. This is wrong. And then, yes, in some sacrifices, you know, growing up in poverty-stricken neighborhoods, growing up in hunger, growing up and our parents are on drugs, growing up and our parents are not here because they died from drugs or domestic violence or murder. Some of us parents die from murder. So growing up in these conditions, it kind of have you, you know, confused on what a good man is or a good woman is or how you really supposed to be treated as an individual along with being treated as a man or a woman. So a lot of the sisters are making these decisions based off of survival tactics. A lot of these sisters, you know, was dropping off their work. One, because they wanted that money, they wanted that nigga, but also because they needed that couple dollars so they can feed their family, so they can feed their kids. You know, it's not always been the case where a sister, you know, was blindsided or she just was dumb to be dumb. No, a lot of this has to do with the upbringing and how the women are teaching the daughters and how the men are teaching the daughters and how the men are teaching the men. Because if a man know he got you by the pussy, if he know he can just fuck you and keep you quiet, that's what he's going to do. And that's just going to be his remedy. Every time you go to express how you feel, how you tired of that life, how you no longer want these drugs and guns in your home, how you want to get your kids back, he's going to keep stigmatizing you and keeping you mentally enslavement because he know you're not strong enough to override what he's doing or what he's saying, because he don't want that. He wants you to sacrifice the things for him. And you do have brothers out here that's like that, that's selfish as fuck. They don't care about nothing but themselves and who they, how they gonna get it. All the sisters that's losing their housing over these men, you letting these convicted felons into your homes, and a lot of, and we gonna get to that, because a lot of the convicted felons that's coming back into our homes, we made convicted felons. And I'm going to get into that on next week's episode on how the black woman has fed into the demise of the black man. But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. Tonight is about the brothers and it's about the sisters. And it was mainly about knowing whether you want to be a good woman or whether you want to be a ride or die chick. And I need to understand, you know, I need to get some feedback from the, you know, some of the sisters, just people in general, to really get down to the mentality of that. And I think I got it figured out from my personal experience and what I've seen from my mothers and aunts and, you know, even strangers on the street, some girlfriends that I have, you know, I've seen people do some things for men, and it was very unacceptable. I've allowed myself to do some things for men. One thing I didn't play was drugs and guns in my home, and the reason why is because, one, I'm not a drug addict. I don't want that shit in my home, and my kids is in here. That's one thing. Then the gun thing, if it was a licensed gun, then no, that's fine. You know, you can have a licensed weapon in my home. You know, if you there for it to protect us and not to bring us any harm, that's completely fine. But when you bring in illegal drugs and illegal money into my home, that is unacceptable under any circumstances. I have children. It's unacceptable when I didn't have children because I'm a damn fucking paranoia freak. And accidents happen way too much. And a lot of our sisters are allowing these things to go down, trying to be ride or die chicks. You're losing your benefits. You're losing your housing. You're losing all the things that's helping you or in place to help you build. You becoming too comfortable with that living, that welfare, that system living. So you're collecting welfare. You got free housing and you're fucking with a convicted felon. It's a turmoil. Everything says turmoil from there. Because you have nobody in your life that's helping you and say, "Bae, I want you off of this." Or, "Is there a first home buyers program with this housing situation? Is there something I can do to make you a better woman? Is there something I can do to help these children become better children? Can I read to your children? Can I write with your children? You know, can I educate this whole entire family so we can do better as a unit, as a whole, as a black family?" No. You had those brothers out there lost, destroyed, undetermined, unmotivated, you know, the hate they give, thugs, quote unquote, because I don't use that word, thugs. That's some shit the enemy used, you know, when they start having descriptions on us. But You know, it's just some brothers out here that's not holding it down, that's not doing the things that they need to do. They're not only destroying their own families, they haven't just destroyed the woman's lives that they were with, but they are continuing to do the same thing, to destroy the lives of women that they supposed to be protecting. So when you ask yourself, when you sit back and ask yourself, what is this man actually doing for me? Because everything he's doing for me is sending me in a hole. Everything that he's doing for me is putting me out on the street with my kids. Now you done lost your housing, can't get another place in the state, no money, no job. He ain't got nowhere for you to go. You don't want to go to his mama house because she got all her kids there and her kids' kids is there. He have no place for you to go. But you sacrificing all this time, your housing, your livelihood, your kids' safety, to be a down-ass chick. Instead of being a grown-ass woman, great woman, good woman for that man, for the right man. Because what we need to stop doing as black women is settling. What we need to stop doing as black women is trying to be mommies to these niggas that don't want to have a good upbringing, that don't want to change their upbringing, that don't want to change the way they look at life. And yes, I said niggas, because I can say that, because I'm a black African woman that lives in America. And when I say black, it's for you to relate to me in the way that you have been all these years. That's not who I am. I am an African woman. I am the original Indonesian woman. I am the original, the more, however you want to put it, to let you know that I understand exactly who I am as a person, as a woman, as a human being on this universe, period. And as you gain knowledge and as you educate yourself and as you have children and as you learn from your mistakes and you see the repercussions from the mistakes that you make, it's to be a light bulb that go off in your head that tell you, sister, this ain't right. I don't want to be a down ass bitch. I don't want to be a ride or die bitch. I don't want to be a bad bitch. I want to be a good woman to myself, to my children, and to my man. And when I say a man, I'm talking about a man's man. Because when a man's man come into your life, all those doubts, worries, all that unsureness that you had, it disappears. And I'm not saying that because I ain't never had a good man in my life, ever. But I have then had so many experiences and so many examples and so many influences by good men that's been around me. Friends, co-workers, associates, you know, people I meet on a day-to-day, black strong men that's busting their ass, taking care of their children without the mothers. I never lost hope on black men because my daddy wasn't shit. I allow certain things to happen in my life because I didn't know no better, because my daddy wasn't shit. But I never lost hope for the black man, the black woman, or the black family, period. But definitely not the black man. I know the difference between a nigga ain't being shit and a man's man. So we need to start thinking about what type of people that we're attracting, what type of energy that we're giving off, because the energy that you give out is the energy that you're going to receive. So if a brother feeling that you're vulnerable, he feeling that you're a little weak, because they can sniff that shit, sisters. I'm telling you, wake up now. They can sniff it. We are not the only ones walking around with power to pick up on things. We are the same being. So yes, it's been proven, or it shows socially, or in society, that women are, you know, better cheaters, and you know, we have intuition. Excuse me, y'all. You know, I got a new nose ring and bothering my nose. But black men have intuitions as well. Black men have powers as well, so they can feed off of those type of things. You know, you have some men that only go after weak women, because when they meet weak women, they feel that they are weak. You know why? Because they are weak themselves. So they can feel that energy on you. They can say, okay, this sister right here, I can give her some dick. I can tell her a few things in her ear, and she gonna give me her car. She gonna move me in. She gonna have me around her kids. I'm gonna be eating her kids' cereal and snacks. And she ain't gonna say shit. Because all I'm going to do is give her this dick and she going to be quiet. So, you got to look out for those that doesn't have the good intent, those brothers that's just out here to fucking destroy you, those brothers out here that can't get it right, they so fucked up with themselves that they don't even know how to get you right. You gotta stop trying to adopt these boys and making them men. It's nothing that you can do about these boys that are men already. They are boys inside, and until they heal that little boy inside, it's nothing that you can do. Because you're probably healing that little girl inside. I know I'm still healing the little girl inside of me. I'll be 32 on Tuesday. And I'm still healing the little girl inside of me. So if I'm still healing the little person inside of me, what am I, you know, how am I going to help him heal if he's not trying to heal me as well? It has to be a two-way street. It has to be a union. You cannot do this alone. Sisters, you can't do it alone, and you have to stop sacrificing everything that you fucking have for these boys. Not the black men that's really out here busting their asses. That's not even the ones you want. You want the ones that's riding around in the nice cars, all on Instagram, couple dollars. But then soon as the whoop, whoop, pull your ass over, he looking at you funny. How much you love this dick? How much you want us? How much you want me? Take this gun charge. Take this, you know, take this trafficking charge. Take these charges for me. I got you. I'm down for you. I love you. You'll hear from the nigga for a week, and then he be fucking your best friend or fucking your sister. And ain't nobody sending you no bail money. Ain't nobody doing shit. Your kids fucked up. They with your mom. Your mom's sick. She can barely take care of them. She been tired of babysitting fucking kids. And grandmoms don't never get tired of their grandkids until they get tired of babysitting, because your ass kept dropping them off because you wanted to be a ride or die chick for that nigga. So where his mama at? Where his sisters at? Where his family at? Where his support at? He doesn't have any. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, why is my man not connected to where he came from? It's not always because he grew up in a fucking, and like we did, in poverty, and our parents know that's not always the case. Sometimes the family just done with a motherfucker. He ain't allowed around. He's not invited to the cookouts. You ever think about that? You have to start doing your research and doing your homework and really paying attention to the signs and the behaviors of these men when it comes to being a ride or die and all that. You really have to ask yourself, how much do you love yourself? How much do you love your children before you sit there and sacrifice your whole, everything that you worked for a motherfucker that ain't never gonna work for you a day in his life? You know? So, you know, that's just how I'm bringing it. That's just how I'm carrying it. And the truth is the truth. And it is what it is. Because a lot of these brothers need to be held responsible for the demises and the things that they do to their own families, to their own lives. You wouldn't need a ride or die chick if you was doing the right thing. You know? You'll just say, that's my woman. She holding me down. You wouldn't need a ride or die bitch. A ride or die bad bitch. If you had a god, a queen, that filled you up mentally like oatmeal do on a motherfucking cold day, you would need those things if you was doing right, if you was doing your sisters right, if you was doing your parents right, if you was doing your family right, most of all, if you was doing your community and your children right. I've seen so many sisters in Philadelphia lose their lives over brothers being a ride or die chick. Houses getting shot up, kids getting shot, you sitting out on the block, on the corners, like you slinging, and some of you even may be, which is even more hurtful to watch, to see, because black women have it easy in this world, and when I say easy, I mean the resources is right there in front of you, and if they not, all you got to do is ask. See, the resources is hidden from the black man. The only resource the black man have is prison. How to get to prison. That's the only resources they have out here for black men, is how to die unarmed and how to go to prison. The resources that sisters have in this country, in this world, you have them. And I don't want to hear none of that feminist bullshit. Black women have more resources and access to things than a black man. And the reason why the black man is failing is partially, it has something to do a lot with what the black women did and did not do. And like I said, we'll talk about that on next week's podcast, because I don't want to get sidetracked. But I do want to bring out those things, to bring those things to you guys' attention, because this is really, really, what's going on. And then when we start to break down and work through these barriers and talk about these barriers on how we can't even get along, you'll start to see, you know, the black woman has broke the black man, the black man has broke the black woman. But when are we going to stop breaking each other and start repairing each other? That's a part of being a good woman. That's a part of, you know, telling your man, this is not the life that I want to live. This is not the life that I want for our kids. You can do better. I know we've been through some shit. I've been through some shit. You've been through some shit. So let's make a better life for our children together as a whole. Don't put me in no predicament where I can't even answer my door because I'm afraid, or I don't know who's going to be kicking in my door because you got all this bullshit in here. I don't know if the police going to be coming in here looking for you wee hours in the morning kicking in my door while my kids are asleep getting ready for school. These are all things that I haven't seen. We've seen it in the movies. We've seen it in real life. That's because we see it in the movies because the shit happens in real life. Sisters, stop sacrificing for nobody. And when I'm not even saying nobody, because a black man is somebody, whether he doing good or bad or worse. But stop sacrificing your well-being and your livelihoods and your kids for these men that ain't doing nothing but getting your ass wet. What is that man doing for you? What has he done for you? Bought you some weed, gave you some perks, bought you some liquor. Everything to keep you from being in the right mind to say, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. That's the only thing he's contributing to. He's contributing to your demise, to you losing your children, to your children being in the system, even his own children. Some of these niggas don't give a fuck, sis. This shit is really hurtful to see, but y'all know Lady Lou. Like, I come through. I ain't sugarcoating shit. This is me in real life. This is me every day. I'm tired of the shit. I'm tired of it. So when I see these topics on the internet, when I'm going through Instagram and I'm, you know, educating myself and I'm gaining a lot of knowledge from whoever it is, whether it be Farrakhan, Dr. Sebi, Tariq, it's just so many people that's running through my head, all these doctors and, you know what I'm saying? The Brother Riz from the Nation of Islam, Brother Ben X. It's just a lot of things that I see. Either from the women, you know, the scholars, you know, the women that talks about these things, or just conscious people having these conversations on the internet, and we talk about these things, and I seen it, and I said this, and I said, bad bitch or good wife. And I asked myself, what do I want to be? And I know what I want to be, because I'm a damn good goddamn woman. I just want to be a better wife. I want to be a better woman and better myself every day so I can be a better wife to my husband. Because I want to contribute to his soul as much as I need him to contribute to mine. As much as I need him to contribute to my children. You know, when that man is in that home, he is the man of the home. You are the woman of the home, but he is the man of the home. And when a man is in the home, you feel it, and so do your children. You know? You know how sometimes they say, oh, I don't like my stepdad, or I don't like my stepmom. And, you know, because kids be stuck in their ways. They don't fully understand what's going on. They selfish. They want things to be the way they want it. They want their mom with their dad, and they dad with their mom. And a lot of that takes place. But I swear to you that if you had the right woman and the right man around you and your children, that you and you will come together, and it will be stronger than anybody can deal with. The force will be so strong that the presence is seen and known, and the family ain't got to say nothing when it walk into a room. When that union walk into a room, the whole room shuts down, because that man and that strong woman he got behind them, and them offsprings that they raising to be just as strong as them, the presence is known. We have to start really coming together and rebuilding that foundation between the black woman and the black man. Because the way things is going with the black family today in America, that's been going on for many, many years now, is getting kind of up to here. I'm getting kind of up to here. I don't want to talk about no politics. I don't want to talk about what Trump is doing, what he not doing, what the police district is doing, what they not doing, especially in my neighborhoods. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I want to hear about what the black woman and the black man are doing to rebuild the black community together as a whole. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're in a friendship, whether you're in a partnership, whatever it is, your co-workers, whatever, what are you doing to come to bring the community together so we can stop being bad bitches, ride or die chicks, thugs? And I'm not saying that we are those things. No, but we have labeled ourselves to be these things and get mad when society call us on the shit. You turn around calling yourself a bad bitch, and then as soon as a nigga call you a bitch, you want to fight. Well, which one is it, sis? You a bitch or you not? I mean, Tupac said it. They wonder why you call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Because of your actions. Because of the things that you're doing. Because the things that are taking place is taking you away from your womanly, your godly ways. Keeping your mouth closed. Learning when to shut up. Not exposing yourself all in over the internet. Not being a ride or die chick to a nothing ass nigga. These are all the things that y'all, you know, we need to talk about as women. That we need to work through as women, especially as sisters. So, you know, that's the topic for the night. You want to be a bad bitch or you want to be a good woman? So I enjoy you guys as always. First, I want to say, if you guys are not following me on Instagram, please go and follow me now at Lady_Lou. Click the link in my bio to catch the podcast and the live tonight on YouTube. Also, I am having an upcoming event for, you know, the black women in Philadelphia. It's Black Women Healing Brunch. That's coming up March 2nd. There's also a donation page for that. You can click the link in my bio on Instagram also to donate. There's a campaign on GoFundMe. And there is also a Facebook link. If you guys want it, just message me on here. I'll send it to you. You guys can donate from $1 to $5. The donations are going to the women that attend. We are making care package baskets for the mothers and the women and daughters that attend to the event. This is going to be a very small, passionate event. I want to go over a lot of things. I want, you know, the women to be able to speak about the things that they want to get through and change, so we can start building, you know, some type of platform and goal list, so we can start knocking out these issues and barriers that's going on in our neighborhoods. You know, starting even with the violence, you know, the depression, the violence, the mental illness. These are some of the top things that I want to speak about at this brunch, you know. And I think that's about it for tonight as far as updates and the things that I have going on. I love you guys so much for giving me this opportunity to even be able to voice how I feel, to be able to have this platform to speak to people that can relate to me, those that can't relate to me, that still talk about it so I can understand, so I can relate to you. And that's about it. This your girl, Lady Lou. Y'all already know, this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Peace.